This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Hey everybody, Murph here. We were originally going to go dark in the main feed this week for the holiday, but decided to post a little something as a treat. This is an old mixed bag that is vaguely Thanksgiving themed because it's about a dinner party. If you've never listened to The Short Rest, we have a bit on there about a fictional couple called Jan and Troy who host a dinner party and offer their guests brisket from a bathtub. That's all the context you need. This mixed bag is us building characters for a one-shot based on that. It's very silly. I hope you enjoy it. We've also got a big, beautiful short rest slash hearthside chat for the finale over on Patreon that we'll be posting soon after this. So please go check that out if you're interested. On with the show. Welcome to Mixed Bag of Holding, everybody.
Mixed Bag.
This month, we're going to be doing something kind of weird. If everyone remembers the classic short...
Murph, don't temper their expectations. They can decide if it's weird
okay.
or not.
Okay, it's going to be fully weird.
This is a normal-ass idea.
Yeah, see that? This is really normal.
This is freaking normal, and it's not going to be funny, and it's just a freaking fastball down the middle. Yeah. Deal with it, everyone.
Let's play this one standard.
Yeah.
All right?
No goose, just right down the middle. This one, we are going to be creating characters using the NPC little workshop roller thing in the DM's guide to create characters for Jan and Troy's dinner party. Of course, you'll remember them as the brisket tub couple from Short Rest fame.
And if you don't remember, it's from a Short Rest. So just check out one of them.
Just listen to the Short Rest. They're fun.
Right.
I also wanted to shout out, yeah, that'd be so funny if somebody only listened to Mixed Bags and not the Short Rest at all. In which case, go back, I guess.
That was my little joke.
Yeah. I want to shout out, first off, somebody made the brisket tub one shot and wrote, it's like 6 pages. There are maps. There are stats. There are DM notes.
What a beautiful use of your afternoon.
It was written by Jordan Beaver. So shout out to Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan.
We'll reach out
to
Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan.
Maybe we'll figure out some way to make this available to people. We can just put it on. No tier, so everyone would have access to it. We don't want to make.
I think it's going to be it's in that new Ravenloft
book
that just came out.
Yes.
Actually,
yes,
the domain of Jan and Troy.
Yeah, I guess Strahd actually does a brisket tub.
That makes sense. That's actually where we got it. So this is going to be tough with the IP.
Can I show you something in my bathroom?
Oh, Strahd, this looks great, man. I thought you just sucked blood, but you just have so much brisket.
Yes.
We'll talk to Jordan and we'll see if maybe we can make this available to everybody if we can. Of course, to everyone. We're not going to make money off of Jordan's hard work here. Yeah. And it is hard work. There is a lot of stuff. I wanted to real quick
read. It's dense.
It's almost as hard work as making your brisket in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah.
That's, I would say that level of effort.
This was harder work, I think, than making brisket in a bathtub.
You don't know.
I don't know. I can't go through the whole thing.
Well, you're not considering the cleanup after you make the brisket in the bathtub. God. So
whole hog. You have to consider whole hog.
Oh, how dangerous is that to bleach your bathtub after
making brisket? Maybe Drano too. Brisket? Like, it's going to get clogged.
It's going to get so clogged.
You're going to want to snake that thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just full of brisket and hair.
God. Me and Murph cannot just said go to the brisket ocean. And hair in unison.
Disgusting.
And I just felt like really confused that that's my marriage.
The worst. That's what Jan and Troy sound like talking to the plumber.
The worst country song of all time, Brisket and Hair.
Brisket and Hair.
Brisket and Hair.
Getting all tangled up on a sweaty summer night.
I wanted to real quick though read, we can't go through all of Jordan's work here, but I wanted to read my favorite line in it, which is DM notes, role play. Jan and Troy are passionately serious about this tub cured brisket. If ever someone questions the integrity of this culinary technique, roll a persuasion check against Jan and Troy's wisdom save. If PC rolls lower, that will be one strike. After three strikes, or however many you choose, Jan and Troy's nice act will drop and they will snap.
They really are three strikes away.
Ooh, that's really fun. I love that.
A snap mechanic. That's so great.
The whole thing's like a murder mystery, essentially, where you show up at a dinner party at Jan and Troy's and you try to figure out why they are the way they are.
Push them until they can't take it.
Now we know that, so we technically can't use that, but I do think that that should be implemented in the Jan and Troy one shot.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyway, let's, whether or not we ever end up playing a one shot, I think it'll still be funny to make these characters. So who is, there's going to be four characters at this dinner party other than Jan and Troy.
So it's a six total.
So let's go ahead and make some characters using the NPC roller from the Dungeon Master's Guide. Do we want to see who goes first? I think we'll base it off the NPC's attributes, and then we'll kind of decide what their names are or things like that. We'll build it from there.
Should we roll to see who goes first?
Let's roll to see whose character goes first.
Okay.
Ooh, 15.
12.
13.
1.
1.
Oh, M.
Not good.
Oh, no.
All right. I'm first at 15. So I'm going to roll for my NPC's appearance. All right. So this is a suburban. Let's figure out where this is.
Outside Illinois. It's 100 miles west.
Oh, outside. That's good. Wait, outside Illinois? Do you mean?
Wait, 100 miles west is so far.
Sorry. Outside Chicago. Outside Chicago. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Because outside Illinois would just be a different state.
This is a different state. 100 miles outside Illinois.
We might have just stumbled on where it should be, which is Lincoln, Nebraska.
So it's deep in Ohio,
100 miles outside of Illinois. In Ohio. Okay, cool.
You get to choose the cardinal direction of which 100 miles it is, but yes.
It would be Iowa. Okay. Sorry, I was correcting myself because I thought it was
Nebraska.
We're in Des Moines. Forget it.
We're in Des Moines.
Yeah, Des Moines.
Yeah.
Des Moines.
So, city in Iowa, and we've just met Jan and Troy. They've invited us over. There's going to be some tub brisket. I've rolled for my NPC appearance. I got a 4. I got formal, clean clothes.
So, okay, that works.
Yep, that checks
really
out.
Works.
Okay,
so it seems like you're new in town and you're trying to impress people.
Oh God, really overdressed to the party.
Oh, yeah. You wore a blazer.
Your shirt. You tucked in.
Yeah,
you tucked in. And
okay,
yeah.
Do you think it's like you came from the office? Like you're wearing like a button down. You took the tie off.
That's what he'd have to say.
No, I think that you're pretending you came from the office.
Oh no. Okay, let's roll maybe more of my attributes and we'll see if I came from the office or if I just really sadly dressed to impress or if I pretended that I came from the office after circling the block for like an hour because I'm nervous. Okay, so formal clean clothes. I'll roll my high ability. I'll roll a d6. That's a 5. Wisdom. So I'm very wise. And my low ability. is charisma, so I'm dull and boring.
Okay, this is
adding up.
Sounded like you came from The Office.
I think if you're wise, you're not pretending that you came from The Office.
Okay. Yeah, but if you're dull and boring, you might have actually come from The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you're dull and boring, you came from The Office and you're dressed like you came from The Office because you think that that's attractive to other people.
Yeah.
Just wearing my blue shirt and my slacks.
Yeah.
I think you're proud of the way you look. Like, this is like, you wore your best to The Office because you knew you were going to this dinner party afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, I showed up to The Office. Well, I don't want to have to change if I... I might as well, if I want to look good for the HR department, I want to look good at the dinner party.
And you skipped the dressing on your salad because you were worried about making a mess during lunch.
No, I don't want to get it on my slacks. All right.
These are my business slacks.
We're going to roll for a D20 for my NPC talent. That's a 5. Great with animals.
Oh, that's good. You're a vet.
I'm a vet? Holy shit.
That's too interesting.
No, because that's charismatic. No, because it could be not charismatic because you could drone on about like something that is not as interesting.
Dogs will get sick. Yeah, they get real sick.
He works in a pet store.
I have a ferret that I bring. Mm.
Wow. Oh,
that's
you definitely are something druidic now, right? Because you're high whiz and good with animals. So I do think that you are a reptile super show employee.
A reptile super show?
You would be good at animals, but like with animals that like society has kind of rejected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you could be like a rat breeder.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Rats are actually more intelligent than dogs.
They're not as cute, though.
Yeah. Right? Well, you know, that depends.
Already this dude is going to gobble up the brisket without asking a single question.
He's going to ask for Tupperware.
He doesn't want it because he's a vegetarian.
I could not role play this character into qualms with tub brisket.
Do you mind if my rat has a little brisket? You brought a rat? Okay, I'm going to do my mannerisms, roll a d20. That's 11, makes constant jokes or puns.
Oh, boy. God,
this guy's awful. Just showing up in slacks with a rat. if I eat 3 pieces of brisket, is that a rat trick?
Oh, my God.
Everyone think.
And before you
that
ask,
wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I really this guy is fully not, he's not figuring out the mystery.
No.
He is, he's dead weight. Time.
I think his rat familiar might be on the trail, but like this guy is totally oblivious.
Right. Okay.
This guy can't help because he's stuffed on the brisket. Like you sat down, had a couple helpings.
I'm stuffed like a taxidermied rat, my favorite animal.
Your favorite animal is taxidermy?
No, the rat is my favorite. And if they're taxidermied, that's just as well.
Can I also posit that because he's wearing a full suit, he works in like the administrative side of like a rat supply company?
So they're rat like, what the fuck is a rat supply company?
That means
company?
You're supplying it to fucking snakes to be eaten. Excuse me, are you breeding rats
to
labs. Be food?
No, definitely a rat supply company.
I like a supply company of being like he works at a pet store. So at first you think it's going to be interesting, but no, he just supplies pet stores.
Where I work
is a warehouse, so there's no animals there. But we
work in a fish food warehouse.
A lot of dry food.
Kind of smell like fish food. Yeah.
Oh, and you just breed rats on the side. I'm sorry, we are not losing the rat breeding.
No, certainly not.
Rats are a passion.
Right.
And all the pebbles.
Fish food is work. Rats
fish
are
food.
Passion.
That's work. They look
rats
like fruity pebbles,
play.
But they taste like fish food. And every once in a while I dab
so
fish
funny.
Food on my tongue.
Just... So desperately trying to like make your life interesting, but like you are just shutting them down at every turn.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm going to go ahead and roll a D12 for NPC interaction traits. 6. Friendly. Okay, so I'm friendly.
That adds up.
That adds up.
You have to be if you're trying to move units of fish food. That doesn't sell
Listen,
by itself.
A lot of people just buy like a month's supply, but I could get you a couple years. A goldfish will live for a while, so
you never know if you're gonna have a fish.
Okay.
Sometimes you buy one and they're pregnant.
I think we're...
And you got fish for years.
I think there's a few too many things here. Let's go ahead. I'm going to skip NPC ideals because there's like six different ones.
We know your ideals.
At this point, we don't need to fill that in.
We'll do bonds and flaws and secrets. So I'll roll a D10 for my bonds.
That's good. Two,
protective of close family members.
The rat.
careful around the rat. That rat is my brother. And then I'm going to roll a D12 for flaws and secrets.
Jesus.
Arrogance.
Why?
How do we? All right.
You have to be arrogant if you're going to breed rats. You do, right. You have to like be very confident.
I see that you've trained a dog. A little bit basic, isn't it? Is it not?
Yeah. Okay. This checks out. You're just like, you're very proud of your rat rearing skills.
Yeah.
Makes you a little less friendly, so that's going to be hard. That's going to be a hard line to toe, and that will be your roleplay challenge.
Arrogant and friendly.
What tricks does your rat know?
Oh, he can eat cheese. He can go around in circles. He can...
It's pretty good.
Go outside.
I think his center of balance is just off. He only goes in circles.
Well...
This is your rat can do three things that normal rats can do. So no, it feels like you have a trained cheese, run around and go outside.
I grabbed you.
Whoa. Okay. All right. You stood up. You stood up from the table.
So I need to name this dude. So this well-dressed rat trainer who has shown up to the party.
Is there a normal name generator? Because there's a fantasy name generator, but that doesn't seem appropriate.
Let's just look up, I'm just going to look up boy names.
Go to boynames.com.
I'll look up suburban name generator. I bet that exists.
Great, suburban name generator. Suburban dad names.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
If you go to random name generator, you get some good ones.
Oh, this is to get some names of suburbs.
Okay, I'm thinking Douglas.
Yeah.
Doug is pretty average.
Mm-hmm. I'm Douglas.
And Emily, what's the name of a suburb? Because it could that could be Douglas's last name.
I like that.
Okay. Sanctuary Gulch.
Doug Gulch.
I'm Doug Gulch.
I'm Doug Gulch. I train rats. Rats are for fun. Fish are for business, everybody. And I'll take seconds on the tub brisket. Thank you very much.
Oh, no.
I don't eat the fish food.
Rats are for fun. Fish are for business. Yeah, okay. Fish are for business. Rats are for fun. Okay. Caldwell, you got a 13, right?
I got a 12.
Oh, you got a 2.
I got a 13.
You got a 13. Okay,
Jake,
Jake, you're next. Go ahead and roll a d20.
Nine.
Ooh, you've got an unusual eye color.
Ooh. Okay.
So you can have like yellow eyes or something, or like, what
is he wearing contacts?
I could also, what about like the dude Wes from Limp Bizkit? Remember he had like the black contacts?
It's going to be like a goth showing up.
I was going to say that I knew someone who did like special effects for like horror movies, was really into horror movies, and he would just sometimes just wear contacts that made his eyes look spooky. So you could just be like a horror movie guy.
I love it. Yeah.
Oh god, it's so creepy.
Do you think fully just black eyes?
Yeah.
Not even like husky white, just fully black.
I guess I'm deciding between husky, like, would I be too goth if I showed up looking like Wes from Limp Bizkit?
No, hold on.
I have to have weird eyes, right? Like that's my trait.
An unusual eye color. So
now, Jake, I know exactly what Wes from Limp Bizkit looks like, but let's give the audience a second to Google it, if that's okay.
I'm Googling it.
Yeah. Everybody, just search Wes Limp Bizkit.
Wait, he looks like the Babadook.
He does look Duke adjacent.
Only 90s metal kids know.
Right.
Wow.
Y'all thought Doug was going to be the most uncomfortable person at the party. Well, guess what?
Just a super goth dude shows up. Okay, so showing up.
I probably play bass in a goth band.
Great. Right.
Okay, I like that.
So let's go ahead and roll two d6s. First d6 is your high ability.
Okay, that's a 5.
Wisdom, once again, okay, wise person, okay, probably gets along wise with, crew. Is going to get along with Doug Gulch. Mm-hmm. Give me,
I mean, you're going to love the rats.
A low ability.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, hey, little buddy. It's another five.
Okay, so
should I roll again?
Your wisdom. I like the idea of you just, your high and your low ability is wisdom. So it just cancels.
I think it's like, oh, that's to cool. Me, it seems like it's too heady. Like I get far ahead of myself, you know?
I
overthink.
Sometimes if you're talking about like goth music, if you're talking about like early 2000s new metal, he has some really great insights. But if you talk about anything else, maybe he doesn't.
Right. Yeah. Cool. I was like, you can play the bass guitar really well, but you can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and roll D20 for NPC talents.
Let's go bass. It's
bass guitar, but you know, go ahead,
15.
Roll.
15.
15. Expert cook.
Okay.
That's going to be a problem with the brisket.
Yeah. That's going to be a real issue.
Yeah.
Are we writing this stuff down, by the way? I feel like I need to be recording these.
No, of course not.
Okay, cool.
Expert cook. What do you think this dude cooks as like a goth bass player in a new metal band?
I feel like I just know exactly how long to microwave my burritos for.
Oh shit. Oh, so you could just like eyeball and be like, frozen turkey meatballs, that's gonna be a minute and a half.
That's a talent.
That's my wisdom act. Like, yeah, I can hold something out of the freezer and be like, that's gonna need 6 minutes on power level 2.
Wow. Oh, that's really interesting there.
You want 2 minutes on defrost and 1 minute on high.
Yeah. So you know that this brisket was never frozen.
Yeah, so I'm out of my depth already. If we're not cooking in a microwave.
Unless there was something frozen in a secret frozen cellar. Who knows? So maybe, interesting. Yeah.
Go ahead and tell. Roll me a D20 for NPC mannerisms.
10.
Uses colorful oaths and exclamations.
This is kind of just turning out into Trent a little bit.
Yeah, because I was going to say.
Or like, Tread, sorry.
Yeah, Tread. I was going to say you could do like the Disturbed. Ooh, wah! Just kind of at random times.
Do the twisted version of Tread, not the emo version of Tread.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
You can just do all the black metal voices. Just the.
Go ahead and roll me a D12 for interaction traits.
That is a 6.
Friendly. Also, wow. This is, you know,
I love it.
You think goths are going to be standoffish. Some of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Yeah. Once you get over your own shit and you approach me, I'm actually pretty cool. And I'll tell you how to microwave
Once you peer into those jet black eyes that do not have irises, you're going to see a little bit of yourself in there because they're very reflective.
Oh, I see a standing over here by the microwave. How are you there?
I'm good. I'm just inspecting this thing. It looks like it's underused. I don't know what they're cooking in, but
it's suspiciously clean.
Yeah,
I've never seen such a clean microwave.
So let's go ahead and do NPC bonds. Roll me a D10.
That's a 6.
6. Drawn to a special place. The microwave?
The microwave. I'm always outside looking in, but what if I could be inside looking out?
He wants to be melted in a microwave?
That's pretty metal.
My secret desire is to be microwave.
Everyone finds their own oblivion. Mine via microwaves.
Holy shit, that just made me think of a riff. Boom, boom, boom.
Let's do NPC flaws and secrets, D12.
10.
10. Secret crime or misdeed.
Oh my god.
Whoa. I robbed a PC Richards.
You microwaved someone.
I robbed a PC Richards when I was in college.
Oh my god. It's really funny for it to be like an actual crime. Like you decked someone and ran away.
Were you in like a Fast and the Furious style like microwave heist?
Yo, I love that. Yeah, I was in a highway heist of a semi that was carrying microwaves to Best Buy.
Yeah, you like your full-time job is just like being in this band and like the finances don't quite add up.
Mm-hmm. And one time one of our roadies was like, hey, how about we do a job?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to steal some microwaves.
And all you did was steal some microwaves. The insurance totally covered it, but it has haunted you.
Yes.
Yeah. You're still not over it.
That's cool.
Every time. Every time you fire up a Trader Joe's burrito.
Yeah.
I used to be in a Lumineers style band, but after the microwave heist, I turned to goth.
You had to go goth. What do we think this dude's name is?
Okay, I like the system we used before of like a normal first name and then like a place for the last name.
Okay.
Can you try that again?
Okay. All right. Just like Murph, I'll choose a first name. And Emily, do you want to choose a suburb for me?
I'm on this guide to suburban Denver subdivision names.
Great. All right, great.
Well, that's found Gulch.
My name is Lucas.
Lucas.
Ooh, Lucas.
Okay, great.
Okay, Lucas Thunder.
Whoa. Stage name. For
that's
sure.
A stage
name.
There we go. Luke Thunder. Lucas Thunder. That's really cool. That's awesome. Like I would play, like, I would play Lucas Thunder in a regular campaign.
Yeah. How do you think Lucas Thunder reacts to the tub brisket?
Hmm.
Oh man, I think Lucas Thunder is he's skeptical because most of his food is store bought, so right. he's nervous around any home cooked.
He's a bit of a foodie with store bought food.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a Trader Joe's expert, so this throws me off a little bit.
Yeah, you're in the frozen aisle 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm out of my comfort zone right now, and like getting even further out with the tub brisket.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up, they are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Sweet. I'm just picturing you seeing the brisket and removing your contacts so you can get a better look.
All right, so we got Doug Gulch, Lucas Thunder, Caldwell. Let's go ahead and roll your character.
I'm so excited.
D20.
D20. Nine.
A nine. Another unusual eye color.
Maybe from the same band.
Wow.
Or you could just be like a hot person who gives themselves purple eyes.
Oh, yeah, like Valyrian style. Or maybe I'm heterochromatic.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's what like lots of huskies are in David Bowie.
Yes, I'm heterochromatic, like David Bowie.
Okay, sweet. Awesome. Let's do NPC abilities. Give me a high ability D6. First.
Three.
Constitution. Hearty, hail, healthy. Right.
Maybe I am just a husky.
Whoa. Hardy, you're built for this fucking adventure.
Maybe I'm just a dog. I don't know. But yeah, Hardy, I like that.
Let's go ahead and do low ability, D6.
Four.
Four. Intelligence. So you're dim-witted.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Dim-witted, built like a brick house. Beautiful. Beautiful hazel and piercing snow white eye.
Okay. Huskies are smart. Maybe you're more of a sheepdog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're not a husky.
We're leaning into the fact. Wait, maybe like a husky mix or something like that. There's some like lab or golden retriever in there.
Confirmed we're going with Caldwell as a dog.
Right.
I think we're kind of holding out hope that something will pivot it away.
Right.
But for now, if the dice will it.
Where it stands now.
But a dog in a mystery could be quite helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. With the tub brisket.
Scooby-Doo often solved mysteries along with Shaggy.
That's true. Precedent. Oh, yes. We could be a Scooby-Doo crew. The worst Scooby-Doo crew, Doug Gold.
Whose dog am I? Like, I don't think I'm Jan and Troy's dog.
No. You chased a rat in here. That's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, this is my dog. I don't really have a
hot pursuit. Maybe I'm the neighbor's dog, so I could potentially play one of the neighbors if I need like someone to speak for me. But right. Like, I do think I am the dog.
Let's see your talent, D20.
It's gonna be something a dog cannot do.
17. Expert juggler.
Yep, I'm Air Bud. I'm fucking Air Bud.
You are. Oh,
okay. There's really nothing in the rules that says a dog can't juggle.
The weird thing is just
juggling
like,
seals it that you're a dog.
What if Air Bud was a dumbass?
Just a fucking dumb
just
juggling
a dumbass
dog.
Fucking dog.
What if Air Bud couldn't do any tricks of value?
Yeah. Yeah, good luck paying the bills with that.
Let's do NPC mannerisms. D20.
D20?
Yeah. That would be so weird in the context of a dog. I can't wait.
11.
Makes constant jokes or puns.
Okay, but we won't be able to understand them because they'll be woofs.
Right.
Although, do I speak like Scooby-Doo? Am I a talking dog?
Oh, the Scooby, right. Yeah, okay. The Scooby-Doo of the gang. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. two people making puns.
Frisky for brisket.
Shut up, you dumbass.
Yeah, the puns are not good because I'm dumb.
Yeah.
That's where Doug's arrogance comes in, is in the
rats are much
is in
more
the fact that his puns are better than the dumb dogs.
The dogs.
Everyone laughs at the dog's puns, though.
Yeah, they're really good for a dog.
Right. Incredible for a dog.
Go ahead and roll me a D12 for interaction traits.
D12. Okay. Seven.
Honest.
Yep.
Just an honest ass.
That,
yeah, that makes
totally
sense.
Sounds true.
Scooby-Doo,
that totally sounds
Scooby-Doo does not tell a lie famously.
No. Mm. Well, I mean, sometimes he's like, trying to get a hairdresser.
Yeah, he tries to get out of like adventuring with everybody or searching for the ghost.
But he is
Scooby-Doo's a little scary.
He is legitimately a freaking coward.
Yeah,
that's true.
I would say he's honorable, but he is a coward.
Yeah. Let's do NPC bonds with a D10.
Okay, well, this is going to be my owner's, but go ahead. Nine.
A nine. Out for revenge.
Dog
has a bone to pick.
Juggling dog out for revenge.
I think you are maybe at Jan and Troy's under the guise of being there friendly for the dinner party, but you have an ulterior motive.
Yeah, you do. I think your owners got killed by their tub brisket.
Oh, fuck. That could be it. I do think that, like, I'm the next door neighbor's dog. I'm like, Jan and Troy do not like me.
Yeah.
Or perhaps like, they put up a fence or like, I don't know. They did something.
You make puns all night long and they can't sleep.
Jan and Troy put up one of those. Jan and Troy put up one of those like, please clean up your dog's mess signs in their yard as like a passive aggressive statement against me.
Mm.
And I am taking it personally.
So even though you can talk and juggle, you still are waiting for someone else to clean up your shit.
Yeah, that's the beauty of being a dog.
He's a dumbass. Then let's do NPC flaws and secrets. Let's roll a D12.
10.
10. Secret crime or misdeed again. So maybe you did shit on Jan and Troy's lawn.
Yeah.
And that's why they put up the fence, so, and that's why you're trying to get revenge.
And like, I'm honest by nature, so the fact that I did this and I'm hiding it is like eating me up inside.
Can I ask you just like a logistics question? You've got a contentious relationship. You're coming in with a contentious relationship with Jan and Troy already. Did you secure an invite nonetheless?
I think I did it like cartoon style, where like I smelled something on the breeze and I leaped in through a window. I'm like,
oh, so you leaped in through a window. Okay.
Yeah.
So you broke in. There's just a wild dog.
And I think Jan and Troy need this to go well. So like they're not pushing it, because like everyone's gonna be like, oh,
okay.
So like, yeah, we got there, started petting the dog, and they didn't want to be like make a thing and kick the dog out. So they kind of like they rolled with it.
Just I ingratiated myself.
That would be classic Jan and Troy.
Yeah.
Rhymer on the invite list. Right, Grant. Right, Troy.
I love that your dumb status intelligence, but you're a talking dog. So the only explanation is that like, For a talking dog, he's a dumbass, but he's still a talking dog. So he's pretty
the smartest dog.
Yeah,
the smartest dog.
He says dumb shit.
Dumb person, smart dog.
Yeah. What do we want to name this this dude?
Okay, so we don't really need to follow the conventions anymore because it is a dog. So we're gonna have any name.
A dog. Yeah, a dog name for
sure. I'm just gonna pull up a random word generator.
Okay. Just a word. His name could be the. I'm on the Purina website.
Okay, great. Oh, dog
name
generator.
Shout out to Purina, our sponsor. Thank you.
Oh. No, don't say that. For all we know, they're in like fucking scandals.
Oh, good God. There's so many. I have to choose the dog's personality.
I tried to go to one of those for suburban name generator, and I was just like, I'm not filling out a fucking quiz.
What about football?
Okay.
Sure. Why not?
A dog named Football who's good at juggling.
Yeah. This is Football. He lives next door. Sometimes he comes inside.
Wrong part of the family.
Right. Your secret talent is juggling, but like the real insane talent is that you're a dog that can talk.
Yeah.
Like that's the trick. Yeah.
This dog's incredible. He can bounce a beach ball on his nose.
Did you hear he said something to you, Jan?
Don't ask me to juggle footballs. I can't do that.
No, football just juggles beach balls. Don't you get it?
Really? What? Get it?
What was?
Oh, really? We really don't get it at all, Troy.
Lucas Thunder, football, and Doug Colt. All right, let's go ahead and do. Let's go ahead and do Emily's and round out this party.
Yeah.
Em, go ahead and roll me a d20.
19.
Exceptionally beautiful.
Whoa.
Just absolute smoke shows up to this party of goons.
Fucking move over, Scooby-Doo. This is the new gang.
He's laughing so hard at the idea of just showing up so hot at this party.
I'm upset that I didn't get
this
that role. I'll trade.
This is such a funny party to show up to, just looking amazing.
Are you wearing like a full evening gown?
Yeah, I am wearing an evening gown. Maybe I'm like I'm either like a lounge singer or an Instagram butt model or both.
Ooh,
definitely both, right?
An Instagram butt singer.
Yeah, you lay on top of pianos with like your butt like out really far so that you could take pictures of it for Instagram.
I do lounge versions of old like heavy metal and emo songs. Holy,
Lucas is gonna
die. That's
gonna
be great for Luke.
Awesome. That's really cool.
We're also a band. We're also the Jabberjaw band.
I think because I'm exceptionally beautiful, I'm also heterochromatic.
Okay. Let's go ahead and do NPC abilities. High ability,
4.
4. Intelligence. Highly intelligent. beautiful and intelligent.
This is fucked up. You're like showing everyone up at the dinner party.
Yeah, my character's a fucking goon.
Murph, I'm a dog. What's going on?
You chose that. You did not have to be a dog. Someone said you're David Bowie or you're a dog, and you said I'm a dog.
You know what? I was being true to myself, okay? Yeah. I knew I couldn't play Bowie. Jeez, come on. But then Emily's playing Bowie now.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Give me a D6 for low ability, Em.
Six.
Six charisma. Wild.
Oh,
so you're dull.
I feel like no, you're too beautiful.
It literally says everyone else dull, off. Dull and
I'm
boring.
Off-putting.
Yeah, you're
I'm dull and bored. That makes sense because beautiful people don't have to try.
Yeah. Mm. So I think you're just like, hello, I suppose you're the new neighbors.
Hey.
A long hey. I love the idea of just an uncharismatic lounge singer. And everyone's just like, she's hot, though.
Have you seen her butt model post?
I'm also like a pretty bag singer. Yeah. It's really just people are into the butt.
Yeah.
And no one has told me. And I really identify as a singer.
You perform facing the other way.
Yeah, it's a real low angle
shot
of the butt.
And the microphone is on my butt, not my
It's just constant sound of banging on the mic.
It's a ruffling.
It's like shuffling of my evening dress.
The small scoochy farts of the piano bench.
Go ahead and roll a d20 for NPC talents.
Five.
Great with animals.
There you go. So,
whoa.
They like the rats, I'm on their level. My charisma is of the rat level, so they like shimmy up and run across my shoulder blades.
Yeah, you're.
And also, like, animals are the only ones who don't instinctually understand that I'm really, really beautiful. So they're not intimidated by me.
That's cool.
I like pigeons.
What a pretty lady.
I love a cold and uncharismatic Disney princess.
Yeah. Football goes over to her for pets and she just doesn't know what to do.
Usually I receive, not give.
Go ahead and roll D20 for mannerisms.
Eight.
Uses flowery speech or long words. That this adds up.
I think when I say when they're long words, it's because I draw them out. Like, that's so cool.
Just so short sentences, long words.
I think her low charisma could definitely be attributed to the fact that you could tell she doesn't want to talk to you.
Always looking
the
right
fish
past you.
Food business is it's exploding right now. A lot of people got fish during the pandemic.
I'm sorry, fish are exploding. I'm gonna go talk to the dog.
Wanna see me juggle?
You know what? That guy's lingering by the microwave. I'm gonna go hit him up.
Do you see how it just goes? It goes on forever in this small space. It's the void, the blankness.
You know what? The door has my name on it. Bye.
She just solves the mystery because she keeps going to other random objects.
She keeps getting bored of every conversation she goes in.
Roll a d12 for NPC interaction traits.
10.
10. Ponderous.
Wow.
She's kind of like shower thoughts the person.
Talking to everybody about like really deep thoughts and just looking past them and not caring if they are engaged in the conversation.
I'm sorry, does anyone else feel like this dog wants to fuck me? I'm just like, I know he can talk, but I also feel like he wants to fuck me, and that's the weirdest part about it.
Yeah,
he is humping a table right now.
Let's go ahead and roll NPC bonds.
Six.
Six. Drawn to a special place.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Special.
Yeah, just constantly on her phone.
Drawn to a soulless void.
Maybe my familiar can be my phone.
Oh, whoa. No.
Phone-miliar.
And then we'll do D12, NPC flaws and secrets.
12.
12. Foolhardy bravery.
Whoa, perfect.
It kind of makes sense if she was...
Step back. The world has always worked for me. Nothing could go wrong.
So we need to name this ridiculous person.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, probably like a Kendall or an Addison.
Oh.
I'll go to my suburban Denver subdivisions.
Perfect.
Okay.
The answer is there. Addison is good.
I'm thinking Addison Junction.
Oh.
Addison Junction.
Good God.
And what?
Why are you here?
So here's the thing about, yes.
I'm honestly lost. I was supposed to go to a mixer promoting a new water supplement.
Oh, water supplement. Is that like fish food that you put in the water there?
No, it's like...
Can it be microwaved?
I think it can.
Can it be enjoyed hot?
I think it can. Yeah, it's just like a bunch of vitamin C and vitamin, like lots of B vitamins. Do you guys take B vitamins?
There's fish actually require protein enzymes.
Right, little brown balls for dinner.
There's vitamins stuffed in that. Don't worry. Your owners hide them in there.
How do you know what's in dog food?
That's so true.
I don't want to talk about it.
I actually agree. How do we really know what's in dog food?
Oh, makes you think.
I think they list the ingredients there. I could read them for you. Okay, so we've got so Addison Junction has wandered in thinking she was going to a mixer,
right?
We've got footballs just ran in the house. Doug Gulch, I guess, was somehow invited. I don't know how. I think he's there on purpose. And what about Lucas Thunder? Why is Lucas Thunder there?
Microwave repairman.
So they just invited Doug over for a 2-on-1.
Perfect.
And then the microwave repairman just stayed.
Yeah, poor timing.
One person over for a bathtub of brisket.
I feel like Doug Gulch met Jan or Troy at like a conference somehow and got invited to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was also thinking, I mean, Addison could have just moved into the neighborhood into one of those like TikTok incubation houses.
In Des Moines?
They're cheap there. You can get full mansion.
Yeah, that's true.
So she could be like making friends because she just moved into she needs like a break from the constant socializing of the incubation house.
Yeah, the Des Moines Hype House.
Yeah, the Des Moines Hype House, the West Coast of the Middle Coast is what they're calling it.
You just got tired of all the like 17-year-olds just sleeping in bunk beds.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How does it? I'm wondering how Addison would react to the tub brisket because she's very brave, but normally she would not go for it. I wouldn't think.
I think she's like young and exceptionally beautiful. So she's like one of those girls who's like, I actually don't watch my weight, and then shows off by eating lots of food. So I think like she would definitely like slop up a plate and make sure to get lots of pictures with herself with it.
Oh, right.
With the tub brisket. And then she goes viral by being brisket girl.
Yeah. And then it's like negative attention, but it's still attention.
Yeah.
Definitely works in your favor somehow.
So then everyone in this party, I think, eats the brisket, right?
Yeah, I don't think anyone, I don't know how any of them question it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
football has to eat it.
Wait a second. Yeah, I am high intelligence.
Football wants it.
I am high intelligence. Yes. So maybe I should be skeptical of the tub brisket.
I feel like you take a picture with the brisket,
charisma,
but don't eat it.
Oh, yeah. You take a picture of it, like a big plate of it, and be like, love barbecue, and then you throw it out.
Yeah.
Finally getting some of that classic Des Moines barbecue I've heard so much about. Hashtag hype house.
Why don't we do this? So I think Doug would definitely eat the brisket because he's a goon. Football definitely. Would definitely eat the brisket. What do you think about Lucas?
I feel like Lucas will he'll nibble the brisket. Lucas cooks all of his own meals and he eats them solo dolo. Like he's an independent guy, so he's not hungry, but he's here. He's been offered. He's gonna have a nibble.
Just have a taste.
Why don't we go ahead and do an intelligence check for Addison to see if she eats any of the brisket?
Okay.
So her intelligence is pretty high. We'll say it's +5.
I got a 14 on the dice.
Whoa.
Okay. So do we think that Addison, though she is incredibly off-puttingly attractive, do we think that she looks at the other people and, like, is she perhaps, because she's the most intelligent, the instigator of, like, this is, like, kind of weird, right? Is she the one who plants the seeds of doubt in everyone else?
Right. Lucas Thunder's fork stops just short of his lips.
You see a clearly puppeted dog hand reach up to Football's mouth as he scratches his chin and goes, "Rah, that is a little suspicious."
Oh, yeah. I suppose a rat might eat the food that's on the ground, but I guess that's a little strange for a human, is it not?
Could we see the tub?
why don't we go ahead and wrap this one up? Why don't we end with constitution saving throws to everyone to see how they the brisket. Mm. I'll say Football's going to roll with advantage because that is his best stat.
Cheers.
Oh, my God. Addison got a 3.
Okay. Well, I think Addison avoided it, right?
Okay.
You're lucky.
Nat 20.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Football just wolfs it the fuck down.
Wow. That's incredible. Lucas got a 16.
Okay. Doug got an 11, so I think Doug gets diarrhea and has to go home early, but doesn't, like, shit himself or anything because it's not a catastrophic failure.
As long as you don't shit in the bathroom where the brisket is, then the dinner party's not ruined.
You just totally miss the mystery. You just go home.
Oh, yes. Well, it's getting late.
I give you the key to go shit at the Hype House.
Thank you.
There's one like more bathrooms than there are bedroom. It's really weird. It's a really suspicious, haunted feeling building. I looked at the past of it, and I think that some dark shit happened
here. Middle-aged man in business gear with a rat blowing up a bathroom in a Hype House. Just like grunting. Oh,
I think he gets murdered at the Hype House, and that's the sequel.
The sequel is Addison's Hype House. Addison is framed for the murder.
Wow.
And you have to clear Addison's name, but the jury wants to convict her because she's just too unapproachably hot. She has no charisma.
It's up to attorney Lucas Thunder and his faithful dog companion to crack the case.
Just me microwaving an egg in the break room. How are we going to get her out of this one?
Actually, Addison, I keep forgetting, is really high intelligence, so she probably Elle Woods and like represents herself in court.
Good God. And so Lucas is actually the public prosecutor trying to put you away.
And of course, Football is the judge.
Hilarious. And I think Lucas also passes his constitution check because his diet is entirely microwaved. So to him, the tub brisket is just...
This is honestly better than what he usually eats.
Yeah. Some fresh food. Sweet, guys. This is dumb as hell.
This is amazing.
We'll go ahead and wrap this one up. What an absolute crew. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back next week and this week and all over the place with a bunch of new stuff. But until next time, we'll catch you all later.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was a HeadGum Podcast.